Yesterday, we heard two Democratic senators give their reactions to the administration's appeals about Iraq. Today, two Republican senators. And we begin with a senior member of both the Intelligence and Foreign Relations Committees, Richard Lugar of Indiana. Senator Lugar says President Bush assured him and his colleagues yesterday that he will consult with Congress and with U.S. allies, and that the administration speaks with one voice. Senator Lugar is just back from hearing from constituents, and he says they still have many more questions than answers about the administration's position on Iraq.
I think my colleagues and I have the belief that the most important issue that our constituents raise now, and the one most often issue, is Iraq. What is ahead? What is the danger? What do we know? Constituents really want to know, what are we going to do?
And is this middle road idea that we've heard about here of arms inspections backed up by more force, something far short of invasion or regime change, but much stronger interpretation of arms inspections, are you intrigued by that idea at all?
Well, I am intrigued by it, but I think it would be disingenuous not to say that many of us are skeptical of how far the inspection situation will go. Now, the most rational course for Saddam Hussein would be to let it go a long way. In fact, simply to stop the weapons of mass destruction program. Whether he comes to that conclusion or not, I don't know. But I think there has to be credible military force, and that includes alliances, bases, forward positioning, all the rest of it. Now, at that point, Saddam's decision-making might change.
If, in fact, Saddam Hussein were to abandon weapons of mass destruction and not plot terrorist attacks against the United States, even if he continues to be as much of a brutal dictator in Iraq as he has been so far, the U.S. is okay with that. Do I understand that? I mean, you don't feel that that alone warrants some regime change, as they say in Washington?
My own view is that it would not. I suspect that argument, however, will continue on. Some feeling that Saddam himself is such an evil force, so repressive to his own people, such a threat to the neighborhood, even without weapons of mass destruction, that he ought to be taken out of the picture. But I think, unhappily, there are a number of very brutal dictators in the world, and the United States is not contemplating currently an alliance and the potential for military force and an invasion and all the rest of it.
So if the threat is contained and controlled, as bad as he is, that should be the end of it.
Yeah, I think that the weapons of mass destruction issue is the issue. I have never felt Saddam personally is the issue. Now, absent the weapons of mass destruction, then the rest of it is pretty awful. But nevertheless, it's a very different situation with regard to warfare.
Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And now to Senator Bob Bennett, Republican of Utah. Senator Bennett, are you hearing similar things from your constituents first, that they want a lot more information from Washington before they are comfortable with the military?
Yes, I think everybody wants more information before we go to war, but I think we should understand that a lot of the let's go to war tomorrow talk has frankly come out of the media. They take the statements of the administration about the seriousness of the threat, translate it into war, and then they want a date. They want a deadline. They want a headline. And I think what the president has said this week is, back off, guys. We are not going to go to war precipitously. We will consult with the Congress. We will talk to the United Nations. And those of you who think that our strong position with respect to Saddam Hussein and the threat he poses to the world means we're going to attack unilaterally day after tomorrow, frankly, you're wrong.
You don't think that Vice President Cheney was being a bit out in front over the previous week than President Bush was yesterday?
He certainly sounded like he was, but never at any time has any representative of this administration told any of us in classified briefings that an attack on Iraq is imminent.
Well, what do you think about this issue of regime change as opposed to seeking out and destroying Iraqi weapons of mass destruction? Is regime change per se, to you, justified cause for an American war?
Of course not. No one wants to go to war. War is terrible. War is terrible in every circumstance for everybody involved. on both sides. This is not a football game where you go out and prove you're macho in order to show that you're tougher than the other guy. But the alternative, and you must ask yourself, every American must ask him or herself, the alternative is you have a madman in charge of a country that is deliberately and aggressively creating more and more weapons of mass destruction, biological, chemical, and nuclear, and pursuing the means of delivering those weapons in the United States. And the United States will sit there and do nothing about that? Are you comfortable with that situation? And if the answer is you're not, then you've got to start thinking about some kind of military action. And the president has made it very clear he's not comfortable waiting for some kind of attack. He wants to prevent it if he possibly can.
We just have a couple of seconds left, so very, very quickly, yes or no, have you already seen enough documentation, enough intelligence, which says that Iraq has been developing more nuclear, biological, chemical weapons and the means to deliver them to the U.S.?
Yes.
You're satisfied with what
you've seen? I am completely satisfied that Iraq is doing all of those things. Now, the question is, am I satisfied that we now need to attack them? No, and neither is the president. He started the process of laying the predicate for making a decision at some point in the future. But let's not panic and say just because the evidence that Iran is doing all of these things means the United States is on an irreversible course. We're not.
Thank you very much, Senator Bob Bennett, Republican of Utah.